Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now I'm here with Keith Barry, an old friend of the show. He's about to launch his new book, Brain Hacks, this evening. And I'm just catching up with him. How are you, Keith?
I'm very good, thanks. Thanks for having me on the show.
Now, first of all, we better start with Brain Hacks, the new book. What's it all about?
So yeah, I suppose for years I've been threatening to write a book, and people ask me all the time, how am I so positive? Because I suppose, you know, when they see me, I am a positive person. So the book really is about reducing anxiety, increasing your positivity, and living life from a magical mindset. And I share the tools and techniques and tactics that I've used on myself and on my clients, whether they're, you know, executive coaches or executive people in business, or whether they're athletes or whoever it is that I'm dealing with, and sharing the tools and techniques that I use on them as well. And really, all of these people out there that are listening right now can actually use the tools from the book to help their lives and improve themselves, you know.
Okay, so is it a book, Keith, for business people? You talk about mental toughness and a champion's mindset. Let's just have a look at those two areas. And in my view, they certainly apply to business.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, there's different sections in the book that will apply to different people, but there's a lot of business people out there that will pull up some tools and techniques from the book. So there's persuasion tactics and persuasion techniques in there, how to gain instant rapport with people in order to persuade them towards a certain end goal that you might want to persuade them to.
Like a big sale?
Big sale. There's sales tactics in there, Bobby. And I know a lot about sales. Listen, I sell books. I sell the Olympia year in, year out. So people might say, actually, people listening might go, well, what does he know about that? Well, like, you know, I sell about 30,000 tickets a year. They don't sell themselves.
Very true.
And I think everybody needs to understand they're selling themselves at the end of the day. So this book does teach you some tools in order to help you sell yourself. So I've got everything from anchors, triggers, mirroring tactics, some basic stuff, but some very complex things in there. And I try to distill it down for the layperson so that it's easy to understand. Like, I could sit here and talk to you, if you're a neurologist, about the amygdala and the reticular activating system, but I find that's no use for the everyday person, even if it's a high-end business person who might know about this stuff. So I distilled it down to be easy to read, easy to digest, and more important, easy to apply, you know.
So layman's language, then, we're talking, which again I love. Simplicity is a real trump in anyone's armor, in my view. But, you know, if we look back at the last 2 years, Keith, a lot of people, a lot of challenges, a lot of business having to reinvent themselves, even though you had to reinvent yourself, I'm sure. So is there anything in there about that said task, reinvention?
Yes, absolutely. But more importantly, from my aspect, I suppose, I share a lot of anecdotal evidence of where I've used these tools in my own life. So everything from, you know, there's a section in the book on resilience where, you know, I explore different aspects of my life where I had to be resilient myself. So in other words, my car accident, the time my daughter was born with Herb's palsy, and these are things that I probably haven't talked about, certainly not in depth ever. And then also, you know, there's moments that I've never talked about, even in the press and stuff. So, you know, I have a section in there where I speak about the fact that I wasn't always a confident person. As a matter of fact, I was quite badly bullied, especially in secondary school. And I've never really shared that before because I'm not one to look for empathy or sympathy. And I think there is an element of that out there in the Instagram world, we'll say, where people are sharing those moments just for attention. But I actually wanted to share it just so people can realize, actually, you can get over these moments by using these anchors and triggers, as I call them. So in other words, how to anchor in a positive picture in your brain and replace those memories with those positive pictures, but then giving you anchors, how to trigger those in a moment where you might not feel confident, you might feel anxious, and how to get rid of that anxiety and stuff like that, you know.
Interesting to hear you talking about something as personal as bullying. Like, even though no one wants that to happen to them, you know, does it give you a certain strength having been a victim of such an awful thing?
Yeah, I think it's more for me, not necessarily even a strength. I think it's more that people need to understand that there's tools out there to deal with this stuff. And very often when we hear about people sharing their stories, it's fine to share a story, it's good that we're all talking, but yet how can we overcome this? How can we deal with these issues? And for me, it's about shrinking down that negative voice that we all have, right? So we all have it. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough money, I don't have enough resources, I don't have enough energy, my team isn't good enough. We have that negative voice all the time. So we've got to learn to shrink that down and magnify the positive. And the book explains how you can do that on a subconscious level. And then, I suppose, to loop back to your question a few moments ago, like, I had to use these tools on myself for the last 2 years since the pandemic hit. And look, live events got taken away. And when they got taken away, I had to pivot and flip online. But like, that took hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours and pig work. And you know about pig work in business, right? People don't understand that when it's required, you got to put in the 18-hour days, but you've got to maintain that positive mindset at all times. And that comes to me from mental programming, you know?
I consider myself to have, at best, an average memory. So how important is that in all this, these things that you're talking about?
Yeah, it's massively important because, you know, if you meet somebody, a stranger, for the first time, and they're supposed to become perhaps a potential business client, or maybe somebody that you want to gain a relationship with, and then 5 minutes later you ask them what their name is again, that's not a good start to gaining a rapport with somebody. Do you know what I mean? So there's mnemonic techniques in the book where you can instantly remember names and then remember them from years after, which is fascinating. And I developed.
Is that where you like relate someone's name to something else, as in, so you're Keith, and I know Keith is from Kilkenny, so is that kind of stuff?
Yeah, similar to that, but creating mental imagery related to the person's name. So if I met somebody like you, like Bobby, right? So I would think, okay, so Bobby, what can I relate to that? Well, I can relate to Bob the Builder. So then I would see you with a builder's hat on, with a giant, you know, pickaxe in your hand, ready to swing it at my head, and ready, because more violent and outlandish the pictures are, the better. And then Kerr, I would think of Kerr Pink potatoes, right? And I would imagine then you smashing those potatoes. So that creates that mental imagery in my head. So the next time I see you, that pops immediately into my head. But then also in the book, in the back of the book, you know, everybody asks me day in, day out, teaches a trick. So I put in five effects, tricks, if you want to call them that, where people can make it look like they can hack brains. But in that as well, there's a trick, a card trick actually, where with that card trick, if you do that card trick on people, you will never forget their name. You will never forget their name, because it's designed in a way that, also when we hear people's names, you got to make sure you repeat the name over and over again for a couple of times to make sure you embed it subconsciously. And this card trick does that in a very kind of natural way. So a fun way, again, if you're at a party, bring a deck of cards and you can remember people's names, you know.
What about fishing? Have you done any fishing? I know you're a keen angler.
Yeah.
Have you caught any fish? Even over the pandemic, was fishing a release for you?
Yeah, but time was limited because, look, during the lockdowns, we couldn't really get to any rivers or lakes or sea, anywhere near me at least. So the best fishing I did, I shouldn't say this now because anglers like to hide their spots, but I'm going to say it anyway, okay, because it's a fascinating place. I went to Derrynane. I go to Derrynane every year, and Derrynane Hotel down there, let's just say the fishing down around Derrynane Hotel is pretty spectacular. Okay. I was hitting 10-pound pollock. No, I was bringing up the fish. Martin McCormick, the guy who runs the hotel down there, he was cooking the fish for us at nighttime. So it was actually an amazing experience. So yeah, the best fishing for me this year. Anybody who's listening who's into angling, book yourself into Derrynane Hotel for next year, I'd say.
All right, I want to remind listeners again that you're launching your book, Brain Hacks, this evening. And just before I leave you, I suppose we better do, I know it's radio, but you always do some sort of trick with me.
Well, I tell you, let's save the trick for later and we'll record it later, because I've got something special for you, Bobby, later that we'll record. How about that?
All right, let's do that. Cool. Stand by, folks. Keith has, he's got given me a card, right? He's opened it up and he said, written inside the card, my first crush, my first girlfriend was, right? He's then folded up the card and put his name, Keith, on the outside of it. And then I've put my name of the first crush inside. He hasn't seen it. And I folded up this card. So I'm holding the card with my name on one side, his name on the other, and my first crush inside it that he hasn't seen. Now what happens?
Yeah, we were laughing about this off air because I don't even have my glasses and I'm blind as a bat. But here's the idea. My eyes were closed looking the other way. I was nowhere near it. So here's the idea. I don't know that name right now. Like, I genuinely don't know. But you're going to tell me. You're just going to tell me without speaking, Bobby. And that's where this gets interesting, right? So I want you to try and shut me down, but I'm going to be looking through your body language at your facial reactions to what I'm saying in order to try and decipher this name, okay? And there's techniques like this in the book, for real. So just focus on the first letter, but don't say anything. Just think about it. ZYXWVUTRSQPVUTRSVUTRR. Yes, S, S. You smile in the R. It's the first letter is an R. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay, you're terrible at this. You got to shut down your facial reactions now. Now I'm going to look at the carotid artery in your neck. Okay, ZY. So focus on the second letter. ZYXWVUTSRQPOSSSS. S, no, it's a U. The second letter is U, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good. Focus on her name and imagine that you're back in the moment. I know this is weird, but imagine that I'm becoming her, Bobby. I know. She was just kind of a slight girl. She had darker colored hair than lighter colored hair. And there's a smell involved, quite a pleasant smell. Because even at a young age, she was wearing perfume and her name ends with a H, is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, good. Don't say your name out loud, but say it in your mind over and over and over again, like Ruth.
Correct. You got that one right, and I'm going to open up the card.
Yeah, open it up. Is that your own?
Yeah. There you go, Ruth. Look, and he never saw that. He just got inside my head and was able to find out my first crush was Ruth, a lovely Kilkenny girl. Well, listen, Keith Barry, as always, it's a pleasure. Good luck with the book. Good luck with the fishing, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, Bobby. Cheers.
Right.